Here's a large chunk of the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto, whose slow movement I played in an earlier show on Beautiful Melodies. The Mendelssohn family was of Jewish heritage, though they had converted to Lutheranism, and we can hear some Jewish inspiration if we really try hard. This is the first movement, and of course, it ends with that interesting bassoon note, which connects up with the second movement that we heard on that earlier occasion. So this is the first movement. Thank you. A little after Beethoven, concertos became less entertainment and more what is called symphonic. Symphonies from the time of late Mozart were intended to be expressive and works of art. There's a smooth variation from entertainment to art, and most pieces and all performances have elements of both. Brahms and those who came after him were more concerned with the artistic possibilities of concertos, and that's why we call them symphonic concertos, but they're just concertos. Brahms's violin concerto is generally recognized as being symphonic. In fact, Paganini, the great violinist, is famously supposed to have refused to play the Brahms concerto because he said there was only one good tune in it, and that was given to the oboe. Well, we are not going to hear that tune. Here's the third movement of Brahms's solo violin concerto, played by a brilliant young Japanese violinist, Sayaka Shoji. Just a brief note, when this thing begins, you hear something like two violins playing at the same time, but that's just the way it was notated. The violinist is actually playing on two strings at the same time. It's called double stopping, and in fact sometimes they do triple stopping, so they make the violin sound like three violins. So in this case it's just double stopping. Thank you. Now, you know, I always like to mix up a little popular music with this classical stuff. The Shadows were a popular guitar group of the 60s in Britain. They accompanied Cliff Richard, but they were far from being simply his backup group. One of their most tuneful numbers was Dance On. So here's Dance On with Hank Marvin playing lead. Last week, we played the middle movement of the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto. Here's the opening movement, abbreviated, played by Leila Josefowicz. Thank you. As we were saying, Brahms wrote these major, utterly romantic symphonic concertos, and his piano concerto number 2 is one of them. It was played some years ago in the Community Arts Center by a famous South American pianist whose name I have unfortunately forgotten. Here are about 10 minutes of the first movement of it. The word romantic doesn't even begin to describe it. the time of Brahms and Dvorak, the cello was beginning to gain some attention as a solo instrument, but nobody would write a concerto for the cello alone until Dvorak wrote this one. This is being played by Jacqueline Dupré, a well-loved cellist from Britain, who died at the age of 42, and not 28, as I actually said in the broadcast. She stopped playing the cello at age 28, but she had multiple sclerosis, and she died young, but she's immortal because of all the recordings she made, particularly with Daniel Barenboim, to whom she was married. And Daniel Barenboim is conducting this performance.
Thank you.
us to the end of this second hour of Archie's Archives, and I hope you enjoyed listening to all that. Please tune in again next week for another edition of the show, and thank you all for listening. Don't forget, there is a website and your emails are very welcome.